Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Sometimes, as they say, one thing leads to another, and that's how it's been for Paula Lucas of Ohio County. A few years ago, she took a UK course in home processing to get certified to be able to sell fresh-made products prepared in their kitchen at local farmers' markets. Over time, one thing did lead to another, and she and husband Danny now own and operate their own deli in Fordsville, Mom's Kitchen.
We have homemade sourdough bread that we make, and we have a deli, and we serve all of our deli sandwiches on the homemade sourdough bread. We also decorate cakes. Of course, we make pies and cakes, and we have fried apple pies, cookies, and I want to, of course, include the canning. And then we're adding a little bit of produce. As our garden comes in, we hope to add more, and then I'd like to possibly purchase from local farmers as well.
This all began about 10 years ago.
I started out with the home processing permit, which came out with House Bill 391, and that allowed me to bake as long as I used a product that I had grown in my garden. And then I went on from there and did the microprocessing, which that is what allows you then to can and, you know, go through further training for that.
In a minute, a little more on the evolution of Mom's Kitchen. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know there's more to living out here than farming, which is why we offer more than credit for farmers. We use our financial and agricultural knowledge to tailor solutions that help rural residents achieve their goals. At Farm Credit, we know you're not just looking for a loan. You're working to maintain a way of life. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
Paula Lucas in Ohio County credits much of her ongoing development as an entrepreneur to the food processing opportunities available through UK, and that's still underway.
Now, because I no longer do this from my home, I went to the Better Food Processing workshop that UK puts on, and I have my certificate to do that.
In certain categories, FDA approval is required, and she has several additional products now under review. She says it's been a long road from a backyard garden to opening Mom's Kitchen in Fordsville.
We're doing okay, and I think as the word gets out more and more, I believe there'll be more people stop in. Everybody seems to like the store when they enter. It's kind of like a old-time country store type atmosphere, or maybe your mom's kitchen. And it makes everybody feel homey, they say. So that's what we were shooting for.
To do an online search, I used Mom's Kitchen, Fordsville, KY. Check it out. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.